if you want to do an ad, you really want to make sure those first 60 seconds is valuable to the listener. It gets them hooked. It gets them excited. So tell them what you're going to tell them, and then you tell them. So you get into the episode and you tell them the things.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. It's Adam A. Adams. And today we're just talking about those of you who are really caring about your KPIs, key performance indicators. Those of you who are really like paying attention to all of these details, who really want to know and understand like what is a good completion rate. That's what we're talking about today. We call it a completion rate, or I like it a playthrough rate or a listen through rate. This basically means like how much of the episode are people listening to? And why is this important? It's important because the longer that people listen to your episodes and the more that they'll listen to at the same time, for example, if they listen to two or three episodes right at the same time, you're going to get credit for more downloads. You're going to get credit for full playthroughs. And there's some podcast algorithms that are actually going to support you because they'll notice this and they are going to rank your podcast. And getting ranked is super important, in my opinion, because if you're not ranked, then you have to do all of the marketing. Once you get ranked, then you're able to let your podcast platforms do the marketing. For example, iTunes will push you in front of more people. So what are those numbers? What are the good numbers? Well, a good completion rate for podcasting changes every single year, but it needs to be above 50% for you to even... If your goal is to trigger algorithms, you want to be 53, 59% playthrough rate, listen through rate, completion rate. This means somebody starts your podcast. We want them to listen to the whole effing podcast, the whole episode. We don't want them to leave early. So with that said, here's a few things that you can do. Step one, one thing that you can do to make sure you have a higher completion rate is I say, tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. So basically, this basically just means I want to make a promise and I want to keep it. I want to hook my audience, get them excited to listen to my podcast, and then I want to deliver on the promise. I want to make sure that I follow through with everything that I said. And I don't want a whole bunch of wasted time. I want to trim the fat and I want it to be helpful and useful for my listener. And then at the end, I want to just wrap it up and go. The problem that some people are doing is before they can hook their audience, they already have an ad. They have a 1 minute or 2 minute ad. In fact, I was just interviewing somebody who wanted to do a discovery call because they want to work with our team. And I listened to their podcast and they had a 1 minute and 11 second ad before their listener ever got any value. I'm like, listen, I don't know how to say this politely, but you're asking for something. You're trying to get your people to buy stuff, but you haven't given them any value. They haven't even gotten excited about your show or the episode, and you're already like cramming some ad down their throat. And I just don't think that that's appropriate. I don't think people like doing that. I know I skip it. And I oftentimes won't even listen to a podcast if the very first thing is a few ads. Or if I love the podcast, then I will learn incredibly fast that I need to skip through to the 2 minute and 30 second mark for this podcast. To get rid of all that fluff, I just go forward, 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 and then I let go, and then I can listen to the episode because I've learned to just automatically skip all of that shiz, that wasted stuff. So for you, here's your takeaways to get like a higher completion rate or takeaway. A, I want you to have a teaser. This is 17 seconds or less. I want you to have a teaser where it's part of the episode. It's an exciting part of the episode where your listener can be like, oh yeah, this is going to be a good one. I'm glad I'm listening to this. At least get them hooked. And then I want your intro to be very, very short. 15 seconds is the goal. Now, some people have 45 seconds a minute. That's way too long. Some people have 20 seconds. That's probably going to be okay. Your goal is a 15-second recorded introduction. This basically means like if you have a voiceover artist with like music in the background, that copy, the transcript, the words are going to be 15 seconds or less if you can. You want to call out your listener. You want to call out the perfect avatar that you're working with and let them know that this podcast is for them. And then you want to come into the episode and say, hey, This is the value that you're going to get. This is what we're talking today about. And if you want to do an ad, it needs to be after that. You really want to make sure those first 60 seconds is valuable to the listener. It gets them hooked. It gets them excited. So tell them what you're going to tell them. And then you tell them. So you get into the episode and you tell them the things. Maybe you want an ad. So you're like, where should I put it? Should I put the ad in the beginning, middle, or end? Well, if we're talking about completion rates and you need to have at least 53, 59% of your listeners playing all the way to the end of the podcast episode, you're not going to want to have 7 calls to action that are confusing. You're not going to want to have a minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes like ending to the podcast, because then they're already going to be skipping to the next one. You don't want to have all of your ads at the end, because then they're going to be like, oh yeah, I remember when I listened to her podcast, she's usually got like 3 minutes of ads. So as soon as I hear the end, I'm just going to skip to the next one. You don't want that. So how do you solve that? Well, the way that I suggest that you solve that is in your podcast episode. If you're going to be having an ad, I love the middle. I love the middle of the ad. And one of my favorite things is to let your listener know that you're going to take a break. One of the ways that I do it is I say something to the effect of like, we're about to get to my listener's favorite part of the episode, which is where I ask you all of these cool questions and you can pour in, but we're going to take a quick word for our sponsor. And then we let the ad happen. And then after that, we get into the listener's favorite questions that are really going to serve them. That helps keep attention through the advertisement. And if your ad is in the middle, people are going to be driving, probably. They're already going to be exercising. And they're like, oh, okay, I don't need to fast forward this. Unless you always have 3 minutes of ads, they're always going to know. But if you throw those in and you're just like, hey, quick word from a sponsor, I think that's going to help you a lot to make sure you're getting these completion rates. And the last piece of advice that I would share is the shorter the episode, the more likely that you're going to have a higher completion rate or listen through or play through rate. So for example, if your video or your audio is, let's just say, 45 minutes, then you're going to have fewer people that are able to finish it. So whenever you can, whenever it's possible for you to, for example, do like, I do recorded episodes where it might be like 45 minutes with a guest. And then my very next episode is much shorter where it's 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And it's just me pouring into you just like this one. All of my even numbered episodes do that. So if you're looking to understand what is the benchmark for your KPIs, I'm going to say at least 50%. If you're above 50%, awesome. If you're in the 60, 70, 80%, then you're doing way better than average. If you're in the 40, 30, 20, 10%, 14% completion rate, then you're way below average. Your podcast probably isn't hitting the marks that we mentioned. So that means you're going to have a better teaser, a better intro, a shorter intro. You're going to have to tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. Basically, you're going to give them a big promise, hook them into listening to the episode, and then you're going to give them the stuff and jump right out of the way. And the last piece of advice that we shared on this episode was, if you're going to have an ad, I'm hoping that you don't waste time before anything valuable happens, or you don't waste time at the end just with an ad, but you might put it in the middle. Those are some things to consider, and I'll see you on the next episode. Two quick things before you go. Number one, if you are looking to upgrade like your podcast equipment or just get your very first affordable microphone, then go to growyourshow.com/PDF. That link's in the show notes. Go ahead and scroll down. On that PDF is 100% equipment for your podcasting studio that I've personally vetted. My team has vetted this. We know that it works. We know that it's affordable, and we don't want you paying more for your podcasting equipment. So again, if you're looking to upgrade your equipment or get your very first inexpensive microphone that works great, that's where you go. And then number two is, got a free course, A to Z, on everything you need to know about podcasting. And you don't have to go anywhere but the podcast in order to access it. You don't have to even give me an email address to access it. It is just the very first 6 episodes of this podcast. So what you'll do is you'll scroll down a bit. You'll click on all episodes and scroll down, because we're hundreds of episodes in. and you'll see the episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is a free course from A to Z on launching a top podcast. Take advantage of those two things. I'll see you on the next episode.